Thanks, Karina. Leading the news this morning, the Prime Minister is in New York for a final effort to secure a seat on the United Nations Security Council. Julia Gillard will spend the week lobbying world leaders and will address the United Nations General Assembly later in the week. Now, she says she's encouraged by the support Australia has received, but admits it will be a tight, close race. The search continues this morning for a Melbourne woman who went missing at the weekend. Jill Maher, who works for the ABC, was last seen leaving a bar early on Saturday morning. Police are appealing for anyone who might have seen her to come forward. At least 9 people have died in an avalanche in Nepal. Authorities say a group of more than 20 climbers was near the summit of Mount Manaslu when the avalanche hit. Rescue efforts have been called off because of bad weather. Libya's interim leader is vowing to disband all illegal militias. It's in response to that attack on the US consulate that killed the US ambassador and 3 of his staff. There's been widespread public demands to dissolve the militias, which emerged during the fight to topple the Gaddafi regime. And the case of alleged murderer Gerard Baden-Clay returns to the Brisbane Magistrates Court today. The 41-year-old real estate agent is accused of killing his wife Alison in Brisbane's western suburbs in April. Now, prosecutors have been waiting on critical material, including a forensic pathologist report.